Benedict's Audio Lab. Test 2. Part 1. You will hear 5 short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is 1 question for each conversation. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick under the right answer. Here is an example. How many people were at the meeting?
Were there many people at the meeting?
About 30.
That's not many.
No, but more than last time.
The answer is 30, so there is a tick in box C. Now we are ready to start. Look at question 1. What doesn't the girl like about her photo?
Look at this photo of me in my red dress. I hate it.
It's a lovely dress. What's wrong with it?
The dress is all right, but my nose looks big.
But your eyes are beautiful, and the dress is great. So what's the problem?
Now listen again.
Look at this photo of me in my red dress. I hate it.
It's a lovely dress. What's wrong with it?
The dress is all right, but my nose looks big.
But your eyes are beautiful, and the dress is great. So what's the problem?
Two. Which is the boy's next lesson?
Oh no! My maths book's not in my bag.
Is that your next class?
That's right. Then I've got geography before lunch and music this afternoon.
Here, take my book. Remember to give it back to me tomorrow. See you later.
Now listen again.
Oh no! My maths book's not in my bag.
Is that your next class?
That's right. Then I've got geography before lunch and music this afternoon.
Here, take my book. Remember to give it back to me tomorrow. See you later.
Three. What will the woman do first?
This room looks really dirty. I'm going to clean the windows.
It's better to do that after we've finished painting the walls.
But I must clean the floor before we start painting.
OK, you do that and I'll get the paint ready.
Now listen again.
This room looks really dirty. I'm going to clean the windows.
It's better to do that after we've finished painting the walls.
But I must clean the floor before we start painting.
OK, you do that and I'll get the paint ready.
Four. What do they need to buy for dinner?
Would you like fish for dinner?
I'd prefer pasta.
We'll have to buy some tomatoes then. I'll get some from the shop. We don't need anything else, do we?
I don't think so. We've got cheese. There's a lot in the fridge.
Now listen again.
Would you like fish for dinner?
I'd prefer pasta.
We'll have to buy some tomatoes then. I'll get some from the shop. We don't need anything else, do we?
I don't think so. We've got cheese. There's a lot in the fridge.
Five. What did Joe get for his birthday?
Is that bike your birthday present, Joe?
The bike was my Christmas present. I got this CD player.
Oh, great! What are you listening to?
The latest CD by Blast. It's great. You should get it.
Now listen again.
Is that bike your birthday present, Joe?
The bike was my Christmas present. I got this CD player.
Oh, great! What are you listening to?
The latest CD by Blast. It's great. You should get it.
This is the end of part one.
Benedict's Audio Lab. Benedict's Audio Lab.
Test 2. Now look at part 2. Listen to Gemma and her husband Harry talking about pictures for their new house. Which picture will they put in each room? For questions 6 to 10, write a letter A to H next to each room. You will hear the conversation twice.
Where shall we put all these pictures, Harry?
We need one in the living room. Let's put the painting of the cathedral there, Gemma.
Good idea. Shall we put one in the bathroom? How about this holiday one?
I never really liked that.
But I do. I think of summer when I look at this beach. It'll be great there.
OK. I'm pleased you don't want it in the bedroom.
No. I'd like this one of horses there.
But it's the wrong colour. The picture of the river will look better there.
You're right. But I'd like one of my favourites in the kitchen.
OK. Let's put the horse picture in there. And in the hall, the one of the racing cars. I just love that.
Well, nobody else does. Can't we put this painting of your village there?
OK. And what about the dining room?
There's this one of my parents, or the picture of the Swiss mountains.
The one of your mum and dad, then.
Great. That's it.
Now listen again.
Where shall we put all these pictures, Harry?
We need one in the living room. Let's put the painting of the cathedral there, Gemma.
Good idea. Shall we put one in the bathroom? How about this holiday one?
I never really liked that.
But I do. I think of summer when I look at this beach. It'll be great there.
OK. I'm pleased you don't want it in the bedroom.
No, I'd like this one of horses there.
But it's the wrong colour. The picture of the river will look better there.
You're right. But I'd like one of my favourites in the kitchen.
OK, let's put the horse picture in there. And in the hall, the one of the racing cars. I just love that.
Well, nobody else does. Can't we put this painting of your village there?
OK. And what about the dining room?
There's this one of my parents, or the picture of the Swiss mountains.
The one of your mum and dad, then.
Great. That's it.
This is the end of part two.
Benedict's Audio Lab. Benedict's Audio Lab.
Test 2. Now look at part 3. Listen to Grace telling a friend about a hotel. For questions 11 to 15, tick A, B, or C. You will hear the conversation twice. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. Now listen to the conversation.
Hello, Grace. Did you have a nice time at the Rosemount Hotel?
You mean the Rose Bank? Yes, I enjoyed it.
Where was it?
5 minutes from the mountains, right on the beach. The shops were 10 kilometres away.
It sounds rather quiet.
It was, but I liked that.
Was there a pool?
Yes, but it was closed. I swam in the sea once, but I spent most days on the hotel golf course. There were tennis courts in the town, but they were too far away.
Did you have a nice room?
Yes. It was quite big, and I could watch television and videos there in the evening. If I wanted a cup of coffee or cold drink, I went to the bar downstairs.
And how about the meals?
There were lots of vegetables, but the meat and fish were always fried and often came with chips. I really prefer rice or pasta.
Me too.
Anyway, my stay didn't cost much, and it was a nice quiet break away from my noisy family.
Now listen again.
Hello, Grace. Did you have a nice time at the Rosemount Hotel?
You mean the Rose Bank? Yes, I enjoyed it.
Where was it?
5 minutes from the mountains, right on the beach. The shops were 10 kilometres away.
It sounds rather quiet.
It was, but I liked that.
Was there a pool?
Yes, but it was closed. I swam in the sea once, but I spent most days on the hotel golf course. There were tennis courts in the town, but they were too far away.
Did you have a nice room?
Yes. It was quite big, and I could watch television and videos there in the evening. If I wanted a cup of coffee or cold drink, I went to the bar downstairs.
And how about the meals?
There were lots of vegetables, but the meat and fish were always fried and often came with chips. I really prefer rice or pasta.
Me too.
Anyway, my stay didn't cost much, and it was a nice quiet break away from my noisy family.
This is the end of part three.
Benedict's Audio Lab. Benedict's Audio Lab.
Test 2. Now look at part 4. You will hear a conversation about a holiday English course. Listen and complete question 16 to 20. You will hear the conversation twice.
Dudley College.
Oh, hello. Could you tell me about your holiday English courses, please?
Yes, they're in our college in Oxford.
It's for my friend's daughter. She's 15 and comes from Poland.
Fine. Our holiday courses are for teenagers. We take students from the age of 13, but most are a little older.
Oh, good. How long is the course?
It begins on the 11th of July and finishes on the 29th.
That's 3 weeks, isn't it? Do the students live in the college?
Not on these courses. We put the teenagers with English families in their homes. Our teachers think it's better. That way they speak more English and learn about English life.
Good idea. How much does the course cost?
It's £690. That's for everything.
And where exactly is the college?
It's in Farley Street.
How do you spell that?
That's F-A-R-L-E-Y.
Thanks. Could you send me a booking form?
Certainly. What's your name, please?
Now listen again.
Dudley College.
Oh, hello. Could you tell me about your holiday English courses, please?
Yes, they're in our college in Oxford.
It's for my friend's daughter. She's 15 and comes from Poland.
Fine. Our holiday courses are for teenagers. We take students from the age of 13, but most are a little older.
Oh, good. How long is the course?
It begins on the 11th of July and finishes on the 29th.
That's 3 weeks, isn't it? Do the students live in the college?
Not on these courses. We put the teenagers with English families in their homes. Our teachers think it's better. That way they speak more English and learn about English life.
Good idea. How much does the course cost?
It's £690. That's for everything.
And where exactly is the college?
It's in Farley Street.
How do you spell that?
That's F-A-R-L-E-Y.
Thanks. Could you send me a booking form?
Certainly. What's your name, please?
This is the end of part four.
Benedict's Audio Lab. Benedict's Audio Lab.
Test 2. Now look at part 5. You will hear some information about an air museum. Listen and complete questions 21 to 25. You will hear the information twice.
This is the Air Museum information line. In the museum, you can see 140 old planes. It's one of the biggest air museums in Europe. The museum is 48 miles from London and is not far away from the village of Cherford. That's C-H-E-R-F-O-R-D. You can get there by car, or if you come to the village by train, take the 51 bus from Cherford Station. In summer, the museum is open every day from 10 in the morning to 7:15. In winter, it closes earlier, at 4 o'clock. A ticket for adults is £6, and for children and students, it's £4.50. For families, there's a special ticket which costs £18. This year, we have something extra for visitors. You can go up in a small plane that was built in 1930 and see the countryside from the air. You can only do this on Sundays, and you should book for this trip 7 days before you come. We hope to welcome you to the Air Museum soon.
Now listen again.
This is the Air Museum information line. In the museum, you can see 140 old planes. It's one of the biggest air museums in Europe. The museum is 48 miles from London and is not far away from the village of Cherford. That's C-H-E-R-F-O-R-D. You can get there by car, or if you come to the village by train, take the 51 bus from Cherford Station. In summer, the museum is open every day from 10 in the morning to 7:15. In winter, it closes earlier, at 4 o'clock. A ticket for adults is £6, and for children and students, it's £4.50. For families, there's a special ticket which costs £18. This year, we have something extra for visitors. You can go up in a small plane that was built in 1930 and see the countryside from the air. You can only do this on Sundays, and you should book for this trip 7 days before you come. We hope to welcome you to the Air Museum soon.
This is the end of part 5. You now have 8 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. This is the end of the test.
Benedict's Audio Lab.